The full list of courses cut out of the federal government's vocational education funding system has been released, and it's put the arts sector offside. A range of visual and performing arts diplomas will no longer be funded after the government cracked down on the sector following billions of dollars of rorting by private colleges charging thousands for low-quality qualifications. But after the list was released, the arts sector discovered the government seemed to have them in their sights. National Executive of the National Association of Visual Artists, Tamara Winnikoff, says the cuts have come as a surprise.
Look, I think that the issue is, the broader issue is that what we understood was the government's intention was to try to crack down on shonky operators. And instead, what they seem to be doing is trying to get rid of courses. Now, in answer to your question, I think that the way that the university offers education is very different from what's offered through the TAFE and the registered training authorities. One has usually, you know, you can't sort of say absolutely, but usually within the universities there's a much stronger emphasis on theory and on history and seeing how contemporary practice relates to that, whereas within the TAFE sector it's a much more hands-on practice training to build people's practical skills. And so I think that sometimes people do both. Sometimes they choose one and sometimes the other. But the offerings are usually rather different.
So do you think that the government should acknowledge that people learn in different ways and perhaps for that reason roll over this funding for a lot of the arts courses that they are proposing to get rid of?
Well, obviously that's the case because what we see is people making those kinds of choices depending on what they see as their career destination. So some people, you know, the reason that people choose the TAFE, well, there's no one reason, of course, but certainly one of the evident reasons is that people want to have a form of training that is often has a very applied purpose. And rather than, say, conceptual interrogative sort of practice.
Have you received any kind of information about how the government made their decision to draw up this list?
No, and in fact, I guess that's what we're calling into question, really. It seems to have been a rather hasty, knee-jerk decision. It doesn't seem to bear much relationship to reality, you know, to the fact that many of these courses lead very directly to people either establishing their own businesses or being employed by others. And I suppose what seems to give it away is the fact that the minister described it as lifestyle choices rather than acknowledging that actually these are professional choices. People who have arts training actually apply that training in the real world. They're not just doing it for pleasure. I mean, you know, there are some people who may be choosing to do it for their own, to build their own interest. But on the whole, and very substantially, people choose to do these courses because they want to work in that field. And it's really, I suppose it's one of the annoying things is that it seems rather insulting and derogatory to make a blanket statement that this kind of training is a lifestyle choice. It's not a lifestyle choice, it's a career choice.
Do you think that, you know, given everything that we've seen from the government, and it's both in its current incarnation and beforehand when Tony Abbott was Prime Minister, that there is, you know, a fairly dismissive attitude towards the arts? Is this another instance of that, if you think that's the case?
Look, I don't want to concentrate on case. I don't want to speculate on the government's attitude to the arts, although, of course, the rollout, the consequence of the budget decisions that have been made over the last two or three years are pretty dire, but I'm not sure that the government actually intended to cause the damage that it is now causing. But in this particular case, I think because of the way it's happened, rather hastily, for reasons that are hard to fathom, really, it seems that in order to try to solve one problem, taking a lateral leap and trying to do something quite different. So I'd go back to saying we would support the necessity for the government to try to deal with the appalling rorting that's been going on through the privatisation of vocational education. But this has nothing to do with the fact that many of these courses that they're proposing no longer to provide subsidy to are actually courses that lead to professional outcomes. So in our view, what the government needs to be concentrating on is who is delivering these courses, whether they're legitimate and highly skilled, or whether the reason that people are doing, you know, offering this training is just rapacious personal profit with no intention to educate whatsoever.
National Executive of the National Association of Visual Artists, Tamara Winnikoff, ending that story.